وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي. Rest in peace is a statement that's supposed to be to those who they die in Islam, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said الناس مستريحون ومستراحون منه. People when they die, they will be two different types. People who they feel relief from these dunya matters, and those people who the dunya will feel relief from them. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he did explain and he said the people who they feel relief from the dunya and the headache of the dunya and the hardship in it is those who they die with a belief, with a good belief, and they die with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So they rest in peace. The second type of people, those who they die as disbelievers, criminals, sinners, etc., without the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they die and the world, the dunya, feels peace from their living. So as you see, it's not for everybody. حفظك الله ورعاك. And about the ayah that he mentioned, لكم دينكم وليدين, هذه أحوال الدنيا. This is regarding the dunya matters. Not about the akhirah, not about the grave. The grave and the life in the grave is the first step for the akhirah and hereafter life. So, لكم دينكم وليدين, this is in the dunya matters for those who they deserve to say لكم دينكم وليدين. You understand? We don't force them to follow our religion without an authentic jihad. We just call them to Allah Azza wa Jal, means the disbelievers. And in the end, if they refuse, we say لكم دينكم وليدين. This is in the dunya, but in the akhirah it's different. كما قال الله عز وجل إن الحكم إلا لله. وقول الله تعالى وقاتلوا حتى يكون الدين كله لله. وهكذا قول الله تعالى وأن الآخرة لله جميعا وأن الله شديد العذاب. وهكذا قول الله تعالى مالك يوم الدين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And other many evidence show us that أحوال الآخرة is different. حفظك الله ورعاك. So there is no conflict between the ayah that you mentioned and the statements that we correct you in it. حفظك الله.